And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
So that was Primo with Mirage from their incredible album that came out on Upset the Rhythm. You are listening to Maximum Rock and Roll. This is Layla, and I'm going to play you a bunch of recent releases that have been reviewed in the print magazine. Next up, we have Constant Mongrel from their new record, which will be reviewed next month. This record is called Living in Excellence, and it's on La Vida es un Mus in Europe, and I think on a different label in Australia, but I'm not sure, but it rules, and you should get it.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was Table Sugar from Introductory Material, which is one of their tapes on vinyl that you can get from Waterwing Records. And before that, I played The Counter Intuits with Edge from their recent Total Punk 45, and Stiff Love with Out of Control, which is on Feel It Records. And before that was Cement Shoes with Fruity Funhouse, which is also on Feel It. And then Signal from New York with Want It Worse, which I really liked. Got that for review a couple issues ago. And the first song I played, as stated, was Constant Mongrel with Action from their new record. Anyway, next up, we have Midnight Snacks. And here you go.
Press the button!
so that was Pious Faults. I think they're Australian, but I could be wrong. That song was called Not Me, and it's from their record, which is on Feel It, I think, again. And then before that, I played, where did it go? It's like, Everything Is in Chaos for Me. And you were listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, in case you were worried about what was happening. There's some weird stuff happening with the mic. Not sure what it is. Sorry if it's echoing your brains out. We played Suck Lords from Portland with Grinning Man. And then before that was Counter Intuit. Oh, no, it wasn't. Oh, my God. I'm in a crazy zone. Sorry, everybody. Before that was BB and the Blips. Duh, I was looking at the wrong part. With Bitcoin Baby from their new record that's on Grace Ambrose Incorporated, and you should get it, it's cool. And Thrilling Living, that is. And then Dark Times on Cheap Chase Records from Norway with Damage Done. Shifters, which is Molasses, really amazing record on Trouble in Mind. And then Zero Dent, I think they're also Australian. Seems to be a mass Australian sound occurring on this radio show. That was Perpetual Obligation from their LP on Alien Snatch. And first up was Midnight Snacks from Oakland with Let Me Do What I Want. So now we're going to listen to more Australians. This is Terry, which is one of my favorite bands right now. This album is incredible, and the song is called Bureau. We'll be right back.
demo.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was C. Mimi and Neo Matisse. I think this was released by the same label that reissued the Dendo Marionette record that came out, and it sold out before I managed to get a copy, which I was really mad about. But I'm actually not sure because the green tape is covering up any identifying factors on the Maximum Rock and Roll copy. Anyway, it's an awesome reissue. Japanese kind of art synth situation. Then there was BSI, who are from Iceland, and I got this for review last month. That song was called Boo on You, and one of my friends is in Iceland at the moment and just saw them play and was like, oh, I think you'd like this band, and I just thought it was funny, so I thought I'd play it. And before that was my current favorite Oakland band, Naked Roommate, which is a couple people from the world. That song is called I Need a Slob. I guess they're Berkeley based. Anyway, super good. They have a tape and a band camp. You should check it out. That was a very lo-fi tape. Sorry it's so quiet. Before that was Collate with Performative. Collate from Portland featuring Erica Elizabeth, who writes an incredible column for Maximum Rock and Roll. And then Blues Lawyer, who are from Oakland and feature Elise from The World. And that song was called Turf. And Terry started off the set with their song Bureau. I can't pronounce that word, sorry, humans of the world. Anyway, you have been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll. I'm sorry, the mic is feedbacking insanely and I'm not techie, so I have no idea what to do. But we enjoy being able to bring you the best in free DIY punk rock from around the world every week for free. If you like what you hear, why not donate so we can keep the music coming? And you can check out our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, and click the donate button. For more information about the radio show, check out our website and email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. You can listen and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app, and we appreciate ratings and reviews. If you're interested in producing a remote radio show, email sam@MaximumRockandRoll.com. And for review and potential play on the show, send 2 copies of vinyl and 1 copy of CD and cassettes to MRR, PO Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146, USA. And thank you, Brandy Howell, for editing our show. And to Sam and Paul Curran for being other radio shit workers. And there is a clean version of the show available for radio stations, thanks to John Carnes. So for the goodbye, I'm going to play this. There's this tape that came out, and I didn't manage to get a copy, but it's a collection of this guy Frank Hogan's stuff that he recorded in New York in the early 80s. And this is this band that he did with Charlotte Presler, who is an amazing writer and has a really cool record on Here Then Records. And one of the guys from the Styrenes, I think, was in this band too. And you can listen to it on the internet on OSR, and it is really good. I recommend it. This is Frank Hogan.